Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, well, let's bring in Pat Brown of the Play Tessie podcast, all proteges of the great Rob Bradford. Pat, how are we doing today?
Not too bad, Christian. How's it going?
I'm okay. I've made peace with this whole thing. Like, I was upset last night. I was upset watching him get dominated by Schlittler and seeing them go out with a whimper like that. But, you know, time with the rest of the day and, you know, sleeping on it and coming in today. It was one of those games where there were plenty of things you can pick apart from it, but you don't win a game 0-0, Pat. You know, I mean, it's as simple as that. You went up against the buzzsaw, and that happens sometimes in the playoffs. That's sort of how I'm looking at it. Like, I'm not sure there's anything they really could have done last night.
No, I agree. I think last night you're going up a guy who was borderline unhittable. The real dilemma was game two. They had so many opportunities there. Once they dropped two, going into three, it was hard to feel confident. And then you saw how Schlittler looked last night, and there was just no chance they were doing damage with the lineup they had last night and how he was throwing the ball. There was no shot.
Yeah, it was one of those type of performances. And you're right. Really, Wednesday is when the series, I think, kind of got lost. And I think we sort of expected that in a way, just knowing that the third starter was so unsettled. And coming in into the month of September and coming down the stretch here, Pat, I think that there has been sort of two lines of thought about this. Number one being that they should have done more at the deadline, which I agree with. But the other one being that they didn't have depth on this team. They did. They just, you know, five of your starters got injured.
Yeah, I think that's like my biggest gripe with the fan base right now is just the people singing from the mountaintops that they had no starter depth. They had way too much starter depth to begin the year. You had the five you started with, and then you had Cutter, you had Patrick Sandoval, who never even came back.
Right.
Cooper Criswell got hurt, Fitz got hurt, Dobbins got hurt, Giolito ended up going down. Like, there was just so many injuries that piled up that even if they did make a move at the deadline, you still only have three quality starters that you are certain can actually pitch major league games. In a three-game series, does it help you? Absolutely it does. Absolutely it does. You feel much better going into game three. And that's not a knock on Connolly early. Connolly, I thought, pitched great last night. But to say they had never had any pitching depth, to me at least, is insane.
I agree. What was the turning point in the series, Pat?
So easy for me. It's Sedan popping up the bunt. Mm. That was the biggest vibe killer in the series for me. First and second, no outs. You have speed on second. All Sedan has to do is put a ball on the ground. A batter or two later, Story hits one to Saturn. That's like 3 feet short of the fence. Eaton gets in on that, and then you're up a run. And then just popping that up just totally killed the inning. The Duran drop was another one. But to me, it's that Sedan bunt. That's a scenario, A, you have to get it down, and B, he squared on two pitches that were in the left-handed batter's box. He didn't even attempt to pull back on balls that were clearly balls. And That's for me, that's the turning point.
And that's funny too. I mean, it's not funny, but like Rafaela swings at everything. That's been his problem. I didn't think he'd bunt swing at everything. Like, you know what I mean? I thought at least if he's squaring up the bunt and you saw the thing going and it's in the next batter's box over there, he might pull the bat back, but now he's committed to the bit. The outfield logjam never got addressed really, Pat, at the deadline. Now we're going into the offseason. What do you do there?
Yeah, it's a tough question because the entirety of the outfield kind of leaves a sour taste in everybody's mouth after the three-game set.
Sure.
Sidon didn't do much offensively or defensively. Jaron had maybe one of the worst postseasons I think I've ever seen. One hit. Him against lefties has become a real issue. It seems like he has the same swing for every single pitch from the left-hand side. And then Willier, obviously, after the injury, never really looked like Willier. He's kind of a shell of himself last month or so. Moving forward, though, you got to weigh the pros and cons because each guy definitely has pros and cons. I mean, you look at Duran, that's a guy who's durable, has some speed, can kind of give you energy when you need it. Sidon, obviously, is a platinum glove candidate. I would bet everything that he wins the gold glove in center field in the American League. Willier, when healthy, is a guy who won a gold glove last year in 140, 150 games that he could play. That's a 30 home run pop. So you definitely got to weigh it out. But for me, at least, I lean towards Duran being the odd one out. You just factor in age. He had a pretty big regression compared to last year. And pretty much everything he did great last year, he kind of regressed to the mean. And everything he did average last year, he was below average this year. And I don't know how you can really be encouraged by his season this year, and especially his postseason going into 26.
Yeah, there's no real way to dress that up, I would agree. The only thing I'd say, Pat, is that between the three of them, the only one who's had real success in the majors so far, and by that I mean been talked about as one of the better outfielders in the game, is Jaron Duran. And that wasn't that long ago. I mean, I know he's not in his early 20s, but he's not in his 30s yet, and he's not that far removed from a really – not transcendent season, but for him, you know, clearly his best. Now, a regression season is fine, but Rafaela the last 2 months was hitting 200, and Abreu, when he came back from the injury, never put it together. So I look at the three of them, and I kind of like Duran the most.
Yeah, and that's what I mean. Like, it's the pros and cons. Yeah. To me especially, I kind of said it back in March, is the whole thing with Sidon is such a great piece if you have a competent offense. Like, that's a guy who you can get away batting ninth because the defense is so good. Down the stretch, I mean, once Roman went down, obviously they trade Rafi. You need runs. Yeah, like, it's great he saves running the outfield, but the last month and a half, 2 months, it was basically a black hole in the lineup every time he was in it.
Yeah, no question about it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
With that being said, it's a bit of a hit or miss free agent class here, and a lot of these potential free agents I don't even think are necessarily going to hit the market, but they have a lot of money to spend. I'm assuming that they're going to, you know, put some of that Devers money towards reinvesting back into a bat. Who do you have your eye on? Who do you think they should get aggressive with?
Yeah, so the two guys who are absolute pipe dreams are Alonso and Schwarber.
Yeah.
Do I see either of them leaving their incumbent team? I don't think I do. I think, and you said it earlier, I think Steve Cohen is just a guy who he knows he needs Alonzo. That lineup needs Alonzo. Whatever offer comes across, he'll top it. And then as far as Schwarber goes, we know Dave Dombrowski's a madman. He doesn't care how bad that contract looks in 3, 4, 5 years. I think they'll match that. For me, the next pivot's Josh Naylor. I know it's another left-handed bat, but it's a guy who hit almost 300 this year, 25 home runs. He had, I would legitimately say, the sneakiest 30 stolen base season in MLB history. That's a guy who performed in Arizona, went to Seattle, performed there. He performed in Cleveland. There's really no blemishes on his resume. And if that's your consolation prize to Schwarber and Alonzo, I think that's a good place to land because I think he helps that lineup tremendously.
What about a guy like Josh Bell? I know he's a little bit older and you'd be looking at a platoon there maybe with he's a switch hitter, so you could platoon him there with Cassis when he comes back. But is that, you know, he's got some power. He's a little older, but you're looking for power in the lineup right now, right? I mean, this team could not hit home runs when they needed to.
Yeah. Bell, 3 years ago, I would have said intrigued me. His splits this year, he's a switch hitter. I believe he hit sub 210 against left-handed pitching.
Oh.
14 of his 18 home runs were off of right-handed pitching.
So he's not really a switch hitter.
Cassis is a guy who's a But if Cassis is a guy who's a piece to this puzzle next year, it seems really redundant to have him because it's not really like you can platoon the two of them. If you were maybe platooning him and a right-handed bat at DH and you were comfortable with Romy platooning at first with Cassis, sure. But to me, I think we did the whole a lot of platoon things this year.
Sure.
And it worked pretty well, but it's also because your hand was kind of forced. You're going into 26 with a clean slate. If you can go into the year with one guy who you platoon, that's what you should be aiming for. If you have 2-3 down the lineup, it comes back to bite you. And it happened in game 3. I mean, Abreu didn't play every day. Lowe didn't play every day. Yoshida played great, and he didn't play every day. But going into that game 3, you had guys who hadn't played a full game in 4 full days. And it showed. Schlittler dominated last night.
Yeah, he was awesome. And has been on a rampage on social media ever since, which has been also pretty entertaining. We entered the season with the big 3 in the prospects. Obviously, we know Roman Anthony is going to be there as soon as he's back and healthy and ready to go. What do you make of the futures of Marcelo Meyer and Christian Campbell here in the 2026 season? Where do you see those guys fitting in?
Yeah, I think Bregman's the key piece with the Marcelo thing. I am of the mind where I think Bregman's back on an extension. No shot. I don't think he's getting a raise, and I don't think he expects a raise in terms of like AAV. Something in the realm of 5 for $140, kind of in that 25 to 30 range, makes a lot of sense.
Okay.
So if he's in the fold, I think going into next year is when you start the transition of Marcelo over at shortstop and Trevor over to second. The last month or so, you kind of saw the fatigue in Trevor's arm. He had a couple of weird throws, errors that weren't really like him. And if he opts in, it's a 2-year thing. I'd much rather build the confidence of Marcelo over at short because he showed it at third. He showed it at second. He is a stud defensively, and he is a shortstop. I think you start that there. Campbell's the interesting one.
Yeah.
Campbell, if the bat can play, I still like him personally in a corner outfield spot. But with the logjam, that makes it real tough. Does he get everyday reps at first? Is he the platoon with Cassis? That could work. He's an interesting one. I still lean corner outfield just because even when he was up and even down in AAA, he doesn't really show the glove of an everyday second baseman. I think he's a guy who can play second base. But I think you can stash him in left field at Fenway and totally live with it.
All right, before we let you go here, Pat, do you think that this loss to the Yankees, a very public, very high-profile playoff, definitive game loss to the Yankees here, is going to spurn both Theo Epstein, John Henry, Tom Werner, the whole brain trust? Are they going to take this personally and get aggressive in this offseason? What do you expect is going to happen there?
Yeah, I think they're going to be aggressive this offseason. If Bregman leaves, they'll replace Bregman and throw around Rathi money or elsewhere. They could bring Bregman back. They could go out and get, you know, a Cease or whoever else is out there. But, yeah, I do. I think losing in the playoffs to the Yankees will kind of light a fire under their butts. And the other thing, too, is no matter what really happened in the playoffs this year, it makes no sense to lock up Crochet on the money that he was on, to lock up Roman on the money that he has, extend Chapman who at 37 if you're not banking on going all in these next few years, especially with Roman under contract. Yeah, I fully expect them to be aggressive, make moves, and I think we see a better roster next year than we had this year.
All right, Pat Brown, Play Tessie Podcast. Great stuff as always. Great season for you guys. Really tremendous work, I thought, all year long. Great interviews, great content, and thanks for jumping on with me here the times that you did. It was certainly appreciated, and I look forward to what you guys have in store.
Absolutely. Thank you, man. Appreciate it. Shout out Joe Braverman.
Oh, yes, of course.
Behind the scenes magic. Thanks.
Couldn't do it without him. None of us could do any of this without Joe Braverman, of course.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.